I told you to come with me. At first, I know you didn't understand what I meant. I wasn't talking about orgasms. At least not yet. Not in the beginning. I was talking about a story. The story of us. It was a journey I needed to take, and I didn't want to do it alone. So I asked you to come with me. And you did. We started with simple things. How we would spend our time together. What we would do. Where we would go. I began to make decisions for us. First, we discussed things. I'd get your opinion, and then I'd make a decision for both of us. I could tell you liked it. I could tell it turned you on. Turned me on, too. And then I stopped asking you and started telling you. I wanted the things I wanted. And the thing I wanted most was for you to come with me. And you did. I remember the first time we sat down at a restaurant and I ordered for both of us. You blushed. I told the waiter what you'd be having, and later, you told me it was the most delicious meal of your life. At the beginning, it was easy. I simply told you what I liked and what I wanted, and you did your best to please me. And for the most part, you were very good at it. When you weren't, I would correct you. Discipline you. Soon it became physical. Things changed the night you left your dishes in the sink. I took your hand and led you to the living room. I didn't say a word. Your cheeks turned red as I pulled down your pants and your underwear and put you over my lap. I instructed you to repeat the words, "I will not leave my dirty dishes in the sink." And each time you did, I used my hairbrush to spank you. No warm-up and no mercy. I spanked you until you cried. Not sobs, but real tears. And as you cried for me, I felt my pussy getting wet. For the next week, I masturbated thinking of you crying for me. Sniffling. Begging. Through your tears and whimpers, you kept repeating the words, "I will not leave my dirty dishes in the sink." And since that day, you never have. Your ass was sore for a week, and every time you sat down, you were reminded of what it means to displease me. I told you that I wanted your devotion and your obedience, and you gave them to me. I taught you how to bathe me, how to brush my hair and paint my nails. I taught you how to put someone else's needs before your own, and how good it can feel to say, "Yes, miss." I taught you how I like to be kissed. My lips. My breasts. My feet. My pussy. My ass. And you listened. And learned. Your mouth and tongue became my own personal sex toy, customized to my every woman desire. You learned how to use your mouth to make me squirm, blush, smile, and come. I introduced you to bondage. I told you that I loved how you looked when you were bound for me, helpless, exposed. I told you that I wanted to make you my toy to play with. I taught you to feel again, to submit to me, to surrender. I delighted in binding your wrists behind your back and watching as it made your cock stiffen. I loved placing a blindfold over your eyes, depriving you of seeing me, my lips, my smile, my eyes, my face. As much as I loved how you looked at me, I loved taking that away from you even more. I loved implanting those desires, teasing you with them, making you desperate for me, obsessed, knowing you couldn't think of anything else but kissing me when you looked at my lips. I loved seeing you forced to hold back, knowing the rule. I kiss you. You don't ever kiss me. I loved gagging your mouth. First, with a bright red ball gag. I told you how it made you look like a clown for me. My little bondage clown. So amusing. Just a toy for me to play with. Hearing your mumbled words. Teasing you about how difficult it was to understand what you were saying. But usually I knew. Begging. You beg so beautifully. Later, I trained you to take much bigger gags. More invasive ones. Ones that truly silenced you, turning every word into nothing more than muffled whimpers and groans. I loved taking your words away from you. They are such a big part of your charm. Your words are always so powerful to me. You use them to tell me how you feel and what I mean to you. When I deprive you of that, I don't just take away your speech. I take away part of who you are. Bound, helpless, vulnerable, exposed. That's what it means to come with me. For months, I would put you in increasingly strict bondage and tease you mercilessly, stroking your cock over and over again while you squirmed and begged helplessly, bringing you right to the edge of an orgasm before letting go and just watching your cock twitch and strain, teasing you for hours, watching you squirm in your bondage, needing me, aching for me. At first, I would stroke you and let you come for me. Occasionally, I'd even suck your cock and swallow your cum. A few times, when I wanted to feel you filling me, I'd climb on top of you and slide your cock inside me and fuck you until you came. I loved feeling you tremble and shake as you released, letting all of that hot cum fill me. Bound, blind, and gagged. The only thing you could feel is my wet pussy around your cock, fucking you and pulling your essence out of you, through your cock and into me. I'd leave you that way. Bound, trembling, helpless, sliding off of you and watching as your cock would continue to throb and ache. Once I decided to lock you up, that all changed. I found the perfect cage for you. Steel. Tight. Perfectly sized. You were bound, blindfolded, and gagged when I first put it on you. You moaned and whimpered as I took my time sliding the ring over your balls and looping your cock a bit before sliding the cage into place. I could feel you swelling inside it, creating some resistance as I pressed the cage against the ring. I could feel my pussy getting wet and my clit tingling as I turned the key and pulled it from the lock. Now your cock is mine. Caged. I wear the key on my necklace as a constant reminder to both of us. Your locked cock meant you'd be denied. That is what I wanted. For you. But not for me. I told you I was going to start seeing other men now, because that is what it means to come with me. From time to time, I would let you wear a strap on and fuck me, but it just isn't the same as having a hard, flesh cock inside me. I loved hearing you cry as I told you all about the men that fucked me, and how you would clean me with your tongue, licking me and sucking other men's cum from my pussy. I loved how it tortured you and how you would still do it, even without me asking you to. When I asked you to come with me, I knew this is where it would lead. I knew it would end up with me fucking other men, I knew it would end up with me owning your cock. But I also knew I would end up owning something more. It meant I would own your body, your mind, your heart, your soul. That was what I wanted when I asked you to come with me. And that is what you surrendered to me when you did. It's been a year that you've been locked for me. A year of you serving me. A year of your devotion and obedience. A year since I found other men to fuck me the way you used to. A year of you cleaning my pussy after my dates. A year since that part of our journey ended. Now, when I tell you to come with me, it means something different. It means you'll be on the bed, with your legs raised, bound, gagged and blindfolded. It means you'll have a thin vibrator pressed inside your ass, right up against your prostate. It means your little cock will be trying to get hard in its cage. It means you'll be whimpering, squirming, and desperate for me. It means you'll be listening to me, hanging on every single sound I make, because you aren't allowed to come without me. It means, when I hold my vibrator against my pussy and explode in an orgasm, you will finally be allowed to have your orgasm too. But it won't be like mine. It will barely be an orgasm at all. It means your cum will leak out of your twitching, aching cock, dribbling down your cage. And as I watch, it will make me come harder and harder, seeing you get an echo of what you used to feel, knowing that you're sacrificing it all for me, just to make me come harder and harder every time I do this to you. And when you feel just the slightest bit of relief, I'll remove your gag. I'll make you thank me for your ruined orgasm as I wipe your cum off your cage and your stomach and feed it to you, watching you suck on my fingers, eating it. And you do. Because now you're mine. That's what it means for you to come with me.